95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. It's Daytona's drink station right now. Riggs, Steve, Josh, S.R. Perron back in the house for a Morning Hog Brew review. Good morning, buddy.
How you doing? How's it going?
Good to see you again.
You as well.
Missed you last couple days. We got to see each other Saturday. A little beer festival over there. Destination Daytona. It was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But I'm told that we didn't drink everything there. And then you brought us other things we've not consumed before.
Well, these are so new that they weren't even there.
That's I love that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot off the canning press or whatever you say.
Fresh out the tap.
What do you say in the beverage industry?
The canning press.
Okay, cool. Yeah, see, I knew my terminology. Huh. 5 points for me for terminology.
There you go.
All right, what are we getting into today, buddy?
All right, so I got two different variety packs today. Okay. Both are produced by Boston Beer, friends over there. Okay. The first one is going to be Truly.
Oh,
and this is their poolside variety pack.
Ooh.
So coming with new flavors, as always.
Kind of already like the idea of sitting poolside. We have to imagine. I would have worn my trunks had you told me. But
exactly. Oh, well. So these are going to be kind of poolside inspired, if that makes sense. The flavors, you know.
All right.
So the first one we're going to start off with is Pina Colada.
Okay.
Which is kind of a given at this point, right?
All right.
Yes.
This is not lime and coconut, Steve.
Okay.
This is coconut and pineapple.
Pineapple. Oh, right. Right. Although, just imagine that you're slathered with sunscreen right now trying these.
Exactly.
If you're sitting at home this morning.
Now, the cans themselves are extremely vibrant.
Yes, they are.
They're very cool. Has on one side of the can, it says dive into flavor.
Ooh, that's packed flavor.
I haven't tried these yet. Like I said, these just hit our docks. The flavor is pineapple.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, the smell.
Yes. I've got the flavor. The smell is definitely the pineapple.
Oh, wow.
Coconut's on the right on the caboose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, it is.
Right in the back.
It's a pina colada.
The old coconut caboose. He spends a lot of time on trains, actual trains, and Steve has always said, I'm always doing the coconut caboose. He wrote a song about it. We'll play that for you later. I don't want to bog the show down with it. But
sounds like a dance or something.
Yeah.
You guys ready to do the coconut caboose?
It is. It's kind of it's a little bit like the Hokey Pokey.
Right.
Similar to the Macarena.
Yeah. He's still getting licensing for it. So, okay. Flavor bomb. I get it. I'm with it. And like you said, beautiful looking cans, too. Yeah.
Thank you. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
So what's next in that variety of lovely cans?
So we got strawberry melon fizz.
Ooh, I like all those words, actually. Yeah. Strawberry melon fizz. Which reminds me of those times where you core out a pineapple and throw, or core up a watermelon and throw something in it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This can says how chill on it. I don't know if that's a question or statement.
Or demand.
Or demand, exactly. So these classic to Truly.
Oh, wow.
5%, 1 gram of sugar, two carbs, 100 calories.
It's good for you.
You ever have like a watermelon double bubble? A bubblicious?
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
Now I'm drinking
it. Right? But you got the fizz in there, too.
All right.
You don't have to generate your own fizz. They already put it in there. Thanks, Truly.
That is really good. Right?
I got you.
It is, right?
You know, no bubblegum flavor, but that initial bite.
And so you look at it. You're looking at it right here if you're watching the video. And it's clear. There's no flavor in there. There's a ton of flavor.
It's clear, but it's still very colorful.
So that's a good point to make, actually. Some of these Trulys are colored.
Right.
These ones are clear.
Yeah.
They're a tad below the full-flavored ones like the lemonade and punches and the margaritas.
Yeah.
But they're also more flavored than the regular seltzers. So it's kind of right in between.
Yeah.
But it is clear that what flavor it is. It's not hiding around in the background.
There's no guessing.
Right up there. Exactly.
I think it's a good thing that Truly's doing because it kind of teases you. You're like, you know what? That's flavors right there. Let me get some more. And you just pour more into your mouth.
Exactly.
And you just keep getting more and more, which we have more right now. What's next in this? There's four flavors.
You got a calculator?
It's three, Riggs.
Three.
We've gone over this before.
There's three of each? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me do my own mouth.
Yeah. So this one is three. Kiwi Mojito Style.
Whoa. Okay.
Who?
Kiwi Mojito.
And you said dial?
Style.
Oh, style. The smell's got me guessing.
There's the mint on the smell. It smells like a mojito.
Oh, that kiwi's about to attack your tongue. Get ready. Right? It's like an attack kiwi.
Oh, my.
Right. And we know a guy named Kiwi,
too.
He's very calm and placid.
This one, by far, is my favorite.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I like this.
Yes, please.
So do you ever order mojitos?
I don't think I've ever had one at all. Ever.
Really?
Yes, really.
Super fresh, vibrant. You know, usually it's fresh mint, and they muddle it in the glass.
Right.
I've been places where they can do a little bit too much mint, and it feels like you're brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a really nice balance between that Kiwi and the mint.
Wow.
Very enjoyable.
And yeah.
Very refreshing.
I like this.
I did brush my teeth, but it's been several hours, so this is a good refresher. You know, just to have
several hours, or several days.
Well, it's been in this case hours, but I mean, what you know, hours turn into days, right?
Right.
I think we know that. That's in the industry. Steve knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Josh has got one more flavor. Again, this Truly variety sampler,
poolside
sampler. You can did we talk about whether or not this is out? You said it's new. So
it is new. It's just now getting out there. Your Publix's, Total Wine, ABC's. Mm. Keep your eyes peeled, or you can always check out the website.
You can talk about srprot.com/beerfinder.
Bingo.
Add a little flair to it right there. That's for you. That's free.
So this can says floaties not included.
Floaties not included.
So they're really trying to get that poolside vibe, right?
Wait, but what flavor are they putting in here?
The last one, we missed it, said best served poolside.
Okay. The only floaties I like are the ones in a pool.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you hear the word floaties or floater anywhere else, you got a whole different thing in a situation on your hands. All right, I'm not getting a pronounced nose on this one.
Orange peach fizz.
Oh, wow. That's complex right there.
Very smooth.
Mm-hmm. Everything's nice and solid.
Delicate.
Delicate. I like it.
Right?
Just like you,
delicate.
Steve.
Delicate. Delicate. It's really... Did not expect you to... I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Like a wet
before.
Flower.
Yeah.
He has a word of the day. I saw it written down on his desk over there.
Right. But like a wet flower. Would you describe it? I would not... I would say...
Yeah.
Morning dew hanging off. Dripping.
It's almost like these combine to be a little bit of pink lemonade, if I could throw that out there. These two flavors.
You know what? I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. If you throw a little bit of tartness in there, you got pink lemonade right there.
Hello. So make your own flavor in your own mouth. But Truly's doing the work for you, really. Put that on a shirt, by the way. That's not
make
bad.
A flavor in
if
your own
Perot
mouth.
If Perot wants that, that's free as well, you know.
Trademark today.
Put that down. All right. I think we did a good job so far on that Truly poolside variety pack.
I got four more flavors.
You got four more?
That's good.
Stand
I'm
by.
Still thirsty.
More coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messar Perot. It's 95.7 The Hog.